Some of you remember Marilyn Ebaugh. I was a member here many years ago before moving to Westminster. I recall her saying on not just one occasion how she missed in Sunday school having crafts as a part of learning. It seems when you turn to becoming an adult, everything is supposed to happen up here. Well, I'm not sure if everything should happen up here. So this morning, I'd like to try something a little bit different. I would like to have a worship craft. Okay? Are you game? Now, I've asked certain people to come and help me, and let's see if I've got four of them. Let's see, stand if you know who you are. Okay. Come on forward. Okay, so I guess, come on, Gail. Yes. Okay, they have some baskets. And in these baskets, there are some pieces of felt, which are just about the right size of your hymnal. Or, if you were to put your hand on them, about the size of your palm. In here are also some Sharpies and some scissors. There are not enough Sharpies and scissors for everyone, so you will have to do something that children learn how to do early on, and that is
share.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to start passing these out. And so you would head out into the congregation, and I will talk. Can we multitask while we're doing this? Okay. What you are going to do is to create one of these. Okay, I went ahead. And each one, there are red felt squares, and there are a few pink ones, because I couldn't buy enough red. So if you are partial to pink, please take one. Feel free to take one. And what you will do is, with your Sharpie, and share the Sharpies, you will, now don't splay your fingers out too far. It's got to stay on that piece of felt. You will trace around your fingers, and then I invite you to cut that out. And then to write on it, and you can write on it right after you trace so that you're doing it in two motions. I mean, we could make this simpler. Write on there the words that you see at the top of your bulletin from John 13. Love one another as I have loved you. Okay? Do you understand what this craft is about? I mean, what you're supposed to do. You got it? And yes? What this? That's why we have helpers coming around. And actually, we are sort of doing this craft in honor of yet another of our young persons who is going to be on summer staff at camp, at our camp at Shepherd Spring. Sarah has agreed to join, and she will be joining Tessa there this summer. And we don't know, it could be Mitch if he doesn't get another job. So, anyways, this is one of the things maybe you'll have to do at camp, helping the kids with crafts. So, we've got four helpers out there. Now, if I can talk while you're doing it, and when I'm done talking, we'll sort of move into joys and concerns and you can write it wherever you would like. And if you don't want to do all that writing, you can use abbreviations or whatever, just so you know what it means. Okay? You got it? Now, as you are doing this, let me talk. The section that Kay read from John's Gospel comes from the time when Jesus was with his disciples in the upper room. And earlier in that 13th chapter of John, Jesus had his disciples wash one another's feet, something we do during Love Feast, as a reminder of what we are to be about as believers, as disciples, as those who are sent out into this world. Now, this particular scripture, and you know, verse 34, which talks about loving one another as I have loved you, that statement is a much stronger statement, I think, than what Jesus said elsewhere, something many of us memorized as the Golden Rule. What is the Golden Rule? Does anybody remember what the Golden Rule is? You got it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Which places you into a particular mold. You're thinking about the things you would appreciate having done to you and then doing likewise to others. Not necessarily with the ulterior motive that they will then do back to you, because sometimes they don't. But do unto others. This is a bit stronger. This is love one another as I have loved you. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about how Jesus loved and continues to love, and how I all too inadequately love, this seems at times like an impossible ideal. How can I love as Jesus loved? Can I? The truth is, it is only by the grace of God that we can do anything. But more importantly, it is only as God strengthens us that we are empowered to do anything. And God gives to us through the Holy Spirit a great deal of power, something that we will be discussing a little bit later, and also later, not just today, but later in down the road of this year as we move into Pentecost, which is a celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. So, what I would like you to do with this particular hand that you have cut out, this is a cutout of your own hand, not somebody else's, but your own hand, with the reminder on it of Jesus' words. And I would like you to take that with you in some way or shape or fashion as you go. You know, perhaps throughout the week you can stick it in your pocket, or you can put it in your purse, or you could put it, I suppose, in your shoes, though that could get kind of smelly, but somewhere that could serve as a reminder to you throughout the week. You know, this command of Jesus, this invitation of Jesus, this challenge of Jesus throughout the week to love. I mean, perhaps as you're driving down the road and getting angry at what that driver did, or as that driver did, or that driver did, you can stick your hand in your pocket and say, "Oh, love one another as I have loved you." Or perhaps at work, where your boss is making some impossible demands of you, or a coworker is just not doing what you think should be. You know, this isn't a call or an invitation to do nothing, but maybe reach your hand into your pocket or look in your purse or wherever and think, "Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah." Or maybe at home, when your spouse and you are just button heads, you can reach into your pocket and go, "Okay, gotcha. Gotcha, Lord. I understand." Because sometimes this particular command is not the hardest when it comes to people we don't know. We're hardest towards those who we might term enemies. Sometimes this command of Jesus to love one another as I have loved you is most difficult when it involves those who are closest to us. Amen? What does it mean when it comes to a spouse or a child of ours or a parent to love one another as I have loved you? Brothers and sisters, with this craft, simply remember. Remember. Remember.